I've mentioned it to my family, but in terms of telling people like, oh yeah, we're doing this, I'm looking for projects, you got anything? I'm not there yet because it scares the shit out of me.
Dreaming of launching your own architecture firm? Well, buckle up for a wild ride with Emerging, the podcast that shares what it's really like to start an architecture firm.
Where do we begin? We don't even know what type of business to formalize as. Is it an LLC? Is it an LLP? Like, how are taxes? I mean, the list is astronomical.
Season 1 featured founders Jeffrey, Lexi, and Chris, owners of Level Studio Architecture, are your fearless guides on this unfiltered journey from napkin sketches to a thriving studio.
One evening, stumbled into one last dive, we sat at the bar and pondered our postgraduate futures. Amidst the conversation, a napkin became the canvas for our aspirations, sketching plans and milestones, sealing our heartfelt commitment and shared dreams.
In drawing down dreams on a napkin collectively, that then, you know, in your head, you've rooted like, oh, I'm connected to these people, like long term.
The process of starting an architecture practice brims with excitement and challenges, demanding meticulous planning, flawless execution, and unyielding resilience.
I kind of hate the term because it's so overly used, but I think everybody knows imposter syndrome. And I think it's so real to this day. I don't know if it's with everybody, but with me, I'm always questioning like, us, can we do this? Are we ready to do this? Are we prepared? Can we do it?
Did we just decide a name?
We did it, guys.
Oh my
God. That came out of nowhere.
Woo! It came out of nowhere. I liked it. I saw it.
Ready to turn your aspirations into reality? Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Emerging and chart your own path to architectural success.
Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, and I wanted to pop into your feed here at Entree Architect Podcast in between episodes to share some very exciting news. It's official. Our first new podcast from Gable Media is now available for download. You can listen and subscribe to Build Your Brand Podcast right now at entrearchitect.com/BYB. Build Your Brand is a story-based podcast focused on branding, culture, and the art of storytelling for small firm architects and creative professionals. The host, my friend, architect marketing expert Jeff Eccles, will tell the fascinating stories behind the best brands in the world, analyzing their journey to the top. And then he repackages each lesson learned as an effective strategy for you, the small firm architect, on your way to becoming the best. In this special episode of Entree Architect Podcast, Jeff and I chat about Build Your Brand, why we launched the new show, and how architects of the Entree Architect community can use each episode to build a better business. So here's my conversation with Jeff. I hope you enjoy it. Jeff Eccles, welcome to this special edition of Entree Architect Podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Really happy to be here.
Oh, this is going to be exciting. This is my first, I think this may be my first special bonus episode that we've ever done. We've done 310 plus episodes, and this is our first special bonus episode. And this is an exciting episode to be recording because we have some really big news here. We've launched Build Your Brand Podcast.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's great, isn't it?
Pretty exciting. And I've been teasing it a little bit on my show for the last few weeks. So people have been hearing about it. They've heard some teasers about it. But I wanted to invite you on Entree Architect Podcast here for this episode to talk a little bit about why we're doing this, how we're doing this, and why people should be listening. So it's exciting. So let me explain, give them a little bit of background on what we've done and how we've done it. Last summer, you and I worked together on putting together the Build Your Brand Workshop, which is a four or five week program that we teach. Actually, you teach. You've developed it and you taught it. I hosted it. A workshop that dives deeply into teaching architects how to develop their story, how to build a brand, how to put together a marketing strategy for their architecture firm. And it was a great success. People who took that workshop, and we're going to do it again this year. So if you're interested, watch for that. It was such a great success. After we were all done with that, we're like, you know, we should do more for this. There's more for this, you know, that, and people have been asking for marketing and branding information from Entree Architects for a long time to do something more than what we're doing now. And I've been doing this podcast since 2012, 7+ years. And I thought, you know, it would be great to do a Build Your Brand podcast, to do this as a dedicated marketing and branding podcast for architects. So that's what we did. I invited you to put together a strategy on how we can do this. And then I reached out to my friend Demetrius Lynch, who is the genius and the master podcaster over at Spaces Podcast. Does such a good job over at Spaces Podcast. If you haven't listened to Spaces Podcast, you need to listen to Spaces Podcast. So we invited Demetrius to come over and work with Jeff and myself to produce the Build Your Brand podcast. So Jeff, I wanted to have you come on here and talk a little bit about what Build Your Brand podcast is, how it's structured, what people can be looking forward to. So why don't you give them a little bit of flavor on what's going to happen over at Build Your Brand podcast.
All right. Well, for me, it's a lot of fun because the idea of actually doing my own podcast has tickled my brain for a long time. But obviously, never having pulled the trigger, one of the reasons was, you know, can I really do this by myself? You know, you launched, like you said, 7 years ago, Entree Architect, and grew it into a great success. But, you know, I didn't really know that was a rock that I wanted to push up the hill. And when you pulled this team together with Demetrius and others, Dawn and Sarah are involved as well. You know, just kind of became a no-brainer because I get to combine, you know, the idea of putting a podcast together with a couple of other things that I'm really passionate about. One is architecture and, you know, the idea that there is this business of architecture that most of us don't learn about when we're in school, which is obviously infused in the Entree Architect brand and everything that goes with it. But then I also get to really dig into the idea of marketing and specifically branding. And I don't want to sell architects short on this because I think branding is a topic that's lost on a lot of industries, on a lot of professions. I think there's a whole lot of misunderstanding about what branding is. In fact, a friend of mine, Tracy Shaughnessy, on LinkedIn this morning posted something that's along the lines of branding, rebrand. Do you know what the difference is? And that's, it sounds like a really simple question, but I'll have to go back and look at the comments because there's so much confusion, so much misinformation out there about what any of that means. And especially when you get into a profession like architecture, where, like I said, most of us are not trained at this when we're in school. We learn it through the school of hard knocks. Maybe we bring in a consultant. Maybe we worked for a firm at some point that had someone that knew something about this, but most do not. So, like I said, it's something I've been passionate about for a while because I think there are some really, really hard and fast rules that we need to understand. And most people, even big brands don't do it right. So, the Build Your Brand podcast, like you said, came directly out of the Build Your Brand workshop that we did last year. And it's really about how can an architect build a brand that matters. Some of you may be sitting back going, does an architect really have a brand? Does an architect need a brand? Well, there's a Jeff Bezos quote, CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, that I use several times through the episodes of the Build Your Brand podcast that goes something like this. Your brand is what other people say about you when you're not in the room. And if an architect were to sit back and think about that, especially someone that says, does an architect have a brand or does an architect need a brand? That's not even a relevant conversation. Your brand is what other people say about you when you're not in the room.
Yeah, it's there whether you want it to be or not. It's just a matter of whether you have control over it or not.
That's exactly right. Your employees are talking to their friends. They're talking to people at networking events. Your current clients, your past clients, they're all talking about you. They're all telling the story of your brand, whether you like it or not. And the only question is, are they telling the story that you want? And maybe an extension of that is, are you giving them the story to tell?
Right, right. I mean, and so many architects talk about how we're losing the value of architecture and what architects are. People don't understand what we are and how we are and what we do. We've become a commodity, right? Or we're slowly becoming a commodity. That many people use architects because they're required to by code, right? So if we want to succeed and we want to thrive as a profession, we need to be more proactive about that. We need to sort of embrace who we are and what we do and be able to clearly identify our stories and communicate that story to the world. And that's why this is so important with branding and marketing, and specifically what we're doing at Build Your Brand. It's breaking down a process of how you can develop a story and build a brand around that story and be able to communicate to the world on how to do that. And so if the architects who are listening to this episode right now, Jeff, what is it about this new podcast that, why should they listen? What are they going to get out of it?
Well, I think the main reason that they should listen is that most architects, when they think about marketing, let's just take a website, for instance. An architect may say, hey, I need to design a new website or have a new website designed or something like that. And so the first thing that they do is they start looking at other architects' websites.
Yeah.
You know, what does, I'm using air quotes here, but what does an architect's website look like? My question is that even a relevant question, right? Your website is for your clients and your prospective clients. And so what we need to be doing is, number one, understanding what's relevant to those clients, but also looking outside of the profession. You know, what do other people do with websites? As, you know, as a small example of what we're talking about. And so what we're doing at the Build Your Brand podcast is we're taking the idea of looking outside of the profession of architecture at one of the best brands in the world, one of the best known, most loved brands in the world. And we're analyzing that brand, what their brand is, what their story is, how they tell their story, how they have developed the brand, how the brand has evolved over time, and then looking for lessons that an architect can learn out of that story, out of that brand, and apply it to their own situation. So in season one of the Build Your Brand workshop, we're looking at Southwest Airlines. The airline industry is one of the most commoditized industries in the world, but I think it's unique in that it, even though they have a product, even though they provide a service, I think it's very much like the profession of architecture. It is a service-oriented, relationship-driven industry. And they face many of the same challenges that architects face. Now, the first thing that somebody's going to say is, man, that's a really big company with a really big budget. That's fine. It doesn't matter. It's all relative. A lot of the things that they've gone through, a lot of the struggles that they had at the very beginning are very much like starting an architecture firm. You know, I've been there, I've done that. I know what that takes. All of your listeners probably understand that as well. Southwest Airlines shares some of those very same experiences. So what can we learn from Southwest Airlines? What can we learn from the way that they've built the brand, the way that they've developed it, the way that they've told their story, and then apply to what we do? So that's really the idea behind the entire Build Your Brand podcast concept. And so every season we'll pick a big brand like Southwest. You know, we'll think about what the next brand is for season two. But what can we learn from Southwest Airlines that's applicable to the world of a small firm architect?
Yeah, I can't wait because I love business. I love success stories. Even as a kid, I would go get Entrepreneur magazine and I'd read it cover to cover, and I would read the stories of how businesses started and what they did to grow and how they've succeeded. And I love this idea that you've come up with, where you take a big brand that we all know, we all love, we know that it's the brand that is super successful, that a huge part of the reason why Southwest is so successful is because of their brand and how it's communicated throughout everything they do. And then break that story down to a way that we can apply those lessons and those rules and the things that they're doing at Southwest and to our own firms, even as a sole practitioner sitting in your own home office, can still learn from what they're doing at Southwest. I love that idea. And on top of it, you have eighth graders involved. And eighth graders have nothing to do with Southwest. So how are these, there's eighth graders involved in the Build Your Brand podcast, a whole eighth grade class. How is that mixed into this Build Your Brand story?
Right. So, you know, as we were talking about, what should this podcast be? What's the format of this podcast? What's gonna set this podcast apart? One of the things that always came back to me was this idea that we should be writing at an eighth grade level. You know, if you've ever heard anybody talking about business communications or writing or any of that, they'll say you should be communicating or you should be writing at an eighth grade level. One of the biggest problems, and again, not to lay this solely on architects, because this is rampant through all sorts of industries, and especially professional services, because, you know, you think about what professional services is, you know, it's architects, it's engineers, it's accountants, it's attorneys, it's all these people that are highly educated, that have these degrees, that have these licenses. You know, from that comes a lot of lingo, a lot of jargon that frankly is hurting you more than it's helping you. You know, when you're talking about losing the value of the profession of architecture, one of the reasons is because we do a terrible job of explaining the value that an architect brings. And one of the reasons it's so bad is we're using the lingo, we're using the jargon. And so we bring it all the way back to, you've got to communicate at an eighth grade level. You know, if you're, let's just say as a, for instance, you talk about this building and the massing and the proportion and the fenestrations and all those things, does an eighth grader understand that? Or should we just simply talk about, and this is, I realize this is completely dumbing it down, but should we simply talk about the shape and the windows and the doors, right? Communicating at a level that normal people understand, communicate at a level that your clients understand. So I took the idea very literally, and I went to an eighth grade language arts class at Raymond Park Middle School in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I spent part of the day with them. And we looked at architects' websites, and we looked at what architects say and what they talk about and how they say it, the pictures that they use. And, you know, I basically told the eighth graders, I said, hey, put your imagination hat on and imagine that you need to hire an architect. I don't care what the reason is. You want to design a house. There's one guy that was sitting next to me and said, I want an architect to design a music studio for me. I said, that's perfect. You know, imagine you need to hire an architect to design a music studio for you. And let's look at these things. Let's look at the website and all these things and ask the question, do I understand this? Does this convince me that this is the architect I need to hire? And so we looked at a lot of examples, and the eighth graders will show up in not every episode, but quite a few of the episodes. And I had a lot of fun with it. I hope the listeners have a lot of fun listening to them and hearing what they have to say, because, you know, as you could expect with young teenagers, their advice can be a little bit blunt.
Yes. So, Jeff, I am super excited about this show, as you can tell. But this is the first show for Gable Media. Gable Media is a new podcast network that we've created. This is the first of many, hopefully, that will come down the line. So I want to thank you and Demetrius for creating Build Your Brand podcast, being the first new show on Gable Media. I want to thank Dawn Porta and Sarah Rowe for helping out. You'll hear Dawn's voice in some of the episodes, and Sarah's behind the scenes sort of helping us get these things created and published. And so thank them as well. Thanks, Demetrius, for doing a lot of the editing and producing and the back, you know, making it so special and what it is. If you like Entree Architect, this is completely different than the Entree Architect podcast. It is not an interview show. It is a highly produced, well-crafted, much in the spirit of 99% Invisible. If you like that podcast, you will love Build Your Brand podcast. So make sure you get over there and listen to episode one, subscribe, and listen to all 12 episodes coming soon. Super excited about it. So Jeff, thank you very much for creating Build Your Brand, the workshop and the podcast. And thank you for sharing your knowledge here at Entree Architect Podcast and sharing your knowledge over there at Build Your Brand Podcast.
I'm glad to do it. I appreciate the opportunity. And, you know, just to reiterate what you just said, what has always amazed me through this whole process is that I'll write a script and record an episode and then hand it over to Demetrius, and it comes back and I listen to it and I say, that's not at all what I gave you. It's so much better than what I ever imagined. So I'm really excited for this to roll out here today. And I just hope that the entire Entree Architect community enjoys it and gets a ton of value out of it. I hope you are able to take the lessons this season from Southwest Airlines and apply them to your business and build something that's bigger and stronger than you would have otherwise. So that's the key. What can we learn? How can we apply it? And how can we build a stronger brand? Because somebody's out there telling your story. I would suggest that maybe you ought to have a hand in that.
So head on over to Build Your Brand and listen to episode one. It's waiting for you right now at entrearchitect.com/BYB, as in Build Your Brand, entrearchitect.com/BYB. And don't forget to subscribe. We will be rolling out one new episode every 2 weeks. One new episode every 2 weeks. This is a bi-weekly podcast. And we structured the show so that the lessons presented by Jeff will build upon one another. Every episode will build on the last episode. Get it? So listen to each and every episode, learn the lessons, and apply them directly to your small firm, and you will build your brand. Subscribe today so you won't miss a step along the way. Search Entree Architect Build Your Brand podcast right now in the podcast app that you are using right now. The app that you're using right now. Just search Build Your Brand podcast from Entree Architect and you'll find it, or visit, this will be easier, entrearchitect.com/BYB. I hope you like what we've done. I know you will like what we've done. Love, learn, and share what you know. Thanks for listening, and go build your brand.
Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the, it was going to be named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.
Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.